Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. From handmade masterpieces to repurposed wire spools to the luck of the thrift store, 88.5's Dick Stein and KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson talk tables.
Nancy, it is the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroot's greatest thrift shop score from the beginning of the world until now.
Okay. What's the big win, Stein?
It's a table. We had this crumb-ball dining room table, even though we hardly ever eat in the dining room. One of these wobbly things. But she found this oak table, oval-shaped, and I'm talking solid oak, not veneer, with extra leaves. It's so heavy, we had to get our neighbors to help us get it out of the car and into the house. It's solid as a rock. You could do a tap routine on this thing, and it wouldn't even wiggle. So, ask the obvious question.
How much did it cost?
$19.95. Top that, bargain hunters.
That's pretty great. I have a house full of thrift shop finds, estate sale wins. We did have a very special dining room table made in my house. It was from local felled trees, from a neighbor's. We got a brother-in-law deal on the lumber, and we had a handmade table made that I just adore, and so does Mac. And what's interesting to me is you said you don't use your kitchen table as a dining room table much, because I know you guys eat at your island, I guess, yeah?
We don't really have a kitchen table anymore. We just have the big counter, and that's where we usually eat. I've always been more comfortable eating in the kitchen, and you know, I think most people are like that. There's something about a kitchen table or even a counter that it's just more relaxed and friendly somehow.
The thing is that wherever that table is for you, whether it's in a kitchen or a dining room, we no longer have a kitchen and dining room. We just have...
Yeah, you don't have room in your kitchen for a table.
And that's by design. It's a very small kitchen. I love it that way.
Okay, I'm bragging up DeGroot's thrift store triumph, but what's the least amount of money you've ever spent on a table?
The cheapest table I ever bought was this little tri-cornered number that I got for $3 at a yard sale once that I still I was actually admiring it at home earlier today.
Well, my cheapest was free, but it was a wire spool. We ate off of that wire spool for years.
You are an old hippie. You know, in my house, I find it interesting to see where people sit at a table, and I'm sure this is true for a lot of people. You know, you have a very specific spot that if you live with other folks. When Nate lived at home, he sat directly across from me, and Mac sat at the head of the table. Now Mac sits directly across from me, that now that Nate's away at school, and that's our spot. What's the story with it? Do you have a spot where you sit, and then DeGroot sits someplace else?
Yeah, you know, I always sit in the same place, and our previous table was round, so there really wasn't any head of the table, but now that we have this oval-shaped thing, I'm still sitting in the same position, which I guess would be the head of the table or the foot, depending on how things are going.
For the longest time, Mac and I used this one green wood and tile top table that we bought when we went out on our second date together. And if I had any idea...
Wait a minute. You went shopping for a table on your second date?
That's right. It just so happened he needed a table.
Oh, he needed it. I guess.
Because since we replaced it with the handmade table, it's out on the patio where we get to use it during the summer months like now.
Oh, that's funny. You know, because we did get our neighbors to help us bring this new old table in. And it turned out they wanted our old one. So now that's out on their patio.
Good. So you can go visit it when you feel melancholic about having lost it.
Nah, I was glad to see that table go. It was all wobbly. I hated it. You know, when DeGroot wasn't listening, I'd say mean stuff to it, make it cry. We'll have pictures of Nancy's really beautiful fancy pants table and a shot of the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroot's thrift store triumph, complete with cat, on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Just scratching the surface on the topic of tables.
Leeson.
He is Dick.
It's fun to talk about tables periodically.
Stein.